Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. This news was in Elgin newspapers on November 16, 1920. Fire that started in the basement of the Masonic Temple on North Spring Street early this morning resulted in a loss estimated at nearly $30,000. Only the shell of the building was standing this noon when firemen were working to extinguish the last smoldering embers. All of the contents were destroyed. What at first appeared to be a slight smoldering blaze proved to be one of the most disastrous fires in Elgin's history. A faulty furnace or electric wires were responsible for the fire, said Captain Seyfarth, acting chief of the fire department. It will never be known for certain. An attempt by three men to steal articles from automobiles of the attendants of the Association of Commerce banquet last night at the State Hospital was brought to a sudden halt when the night watchman discovered the men at a sedan. Upon being discovered, the thieves quickly grabbed a robe over the hood of the car engine and beat a hasty retreat. An order by the watchman to halt was disregarded, whereupon he fired at the men. The shot went wild, but the men dropped the robe and it was recovered. The calendar of events for Elgin this evening is quite full. Monitor Lodge No. 552 hosts Ladies' Night at 7:30 p.m. The Thimble Club meets at the home of Mrs. F.S. Nutting. A lecture on petroleum will be presented at the YWCA Auditorium. The Franklin Parent Teachers Association meets as well as the Wild Preservation Society, Woman's Benefit of the Maccabees, Meat Cutters and Butchers Local No. 131, Bricklayers Union, Fraternal Order of the Eagles, and Cane Lodge No. 47 IOOF. All are also meeting this evening. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago today. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.